It's the Chubby Ray Show with Ray Lytle.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Chubby Ray Show. I am Ray Lytle, along with me, the one and only Mr. Gully. Hey, Gully.
Hi.
And we're back, finally. I now have a Frankenstein computer. That's what it took to get up and going again. We had we had Frankenstein this bitch.
I've got a Frankenfurter.
It's very bizarre because the studio computer in my studio at home broke. It just, you know, it broke. It's gotten old, and because of that, you know, little things started happening, but it's my favorite computer. It's set up exactly the way I like it. Has everything we need in order to do this. And so lo and behold, it breaks, and I had to piece together a whole bunch of stuff in order to put a new one together. And I couldn't do it. So Damien from Killen's Enterprises, Killen's Enterprises, our new location on Wabash, Damien finally was able to put it together for me, thank God. So he actually he played Dr. Frankenstein, and he took pieces from three different computers that I had and put one together, and that's how we're doing this. So thank God.
Lo and behold, it's alive.
Yeah, and we're working. So there you go.
It's been so long, though, hasn't it?
So welcome. So I hope this sounds good. This might, I don't know, it might sound horrible because we're doing it a different way than we always have, but we're hoping that it sounds good.
So that's we're winging it.
Yeah. So that's the plan. So how are you, man?
I'm okay. I'm good. Away from the evil clutches that is banking. So, yeah, I'm pretty good.
You're no longer working in a bank?
No.
You quit because what?
It's a load of rubbish.
So you just didn't want to work at all for a bank?
No, I don't want to work for the man anymore, right? I like being unemployed. Well, it's so much fun.
Unemployed's fun, right? There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, a bit of unemployed.
Yeah. We could take calls. Should I type and let people know that we can take calls if they feel like calling in?
Yeah, Al won't call in because Al's a dick.
I don't know what Al's problem is. Al has got to stop.
Yeah. We need to have words with him.
We do. Right? Somebody needs to sit down and talk to Al.
Yep. Nice informal chat.
I don't know why.
Maybe headlocks.
I think Al needs people like us in his life to tell him to stop.
Yeah. If anyone is in need of some help right now, it's Al.
It's Al. Because he's always, I don't know, man. He's going through depression or something. So we must We must help him.
We must guide him and show him the light.
All right. Well, hold on. I'm going to type in that people can call, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Well, that should be fun. Just don't type it to Al because he won't call because I've given him the number before. As useless as he is. We all know how useless Al is.
Yeah, and he gets worse when he's drinking. He might have been drinking this weekend.
If we say that there's a beer in it for you, he'd be straight on.
Absolutely. All right. I'm typing it in as we speak.
Is he a happy drunk or an unhappy drunk?
What do you think?
Yeah, he's probably not a happy drunk at the moment.
So would it be speak with me and Gully or speak with Gully and I? So it'd be me and Gully.
Yeah, because you're right there.
Yeah, I'll just, whatever. I mean, since when does a Facebook give a fuck about grammar? I've seen some of the worst. I mean, it's the worst grammar in the world.
Most of it's from my family. I hide them.
Me worrying about grammar. Good Lord. It's horrible.
I can't has ring in.
Yeah.
Call on Skype.
Well, some of it's just terrible. The white trash.
Just delete them.
The white trashosity of Facebook is astounding. It really is.
It's turned into MySpace again.
Oh, God, yeah, it's terrible. It is terrible.
If I see another shitty little meme of a crappy picture about some kind of woman joke,
yeah,
mad.
Hey, by the way, I do want to give a plug.
I'm not just here to do the ironing. You can fuck off. And it's a woman holding a cocktail or something. It's just not funny.
I do have to plug my friends at Killen's Enterprises. Killen's with games, comics, toys, and also computer work as well. Killen's in the Yard Shopping Center in Springfield. That's who set up my Frankenstein computer for me, and it works perfectly. So hats off to Damien. I want to give him a plug before we get into anything else. Like I said, we are taking calls if we get some people to call in. Like I said, we're recording. We're not broadcasting live, though.
No.
So it's weird for people because usually they can hear what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And then call in.
No, they can't.
But I'm not running a live stream today. We're just recording it.
After all this time, we've got to ease our way into it. We don't want to get too worked up.
Well, yeah, and you know, life gets in the way. We're very busy.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's
just not enough days.
Yeah.
But I want to start doing to watch porn.
I want to start doing it like either before. Like I don't go to work until around 11 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I could either do it early in the morning, or I'm up so late at night. Mm-hmm. I could record at night.
Okay.
But either way, I'm going to start recording more. I want to start getting some more podcasts done.
I've been threatening to for so long.
Yeah.
I need the practice, so yeah, I'll be interested in doing that.
Yeah, because like I do radio for a living, and then mm-hmm. I do the podcasting for fun. You're trying to do the same thing.
Yeah.
You are trying to do radio for a living.
It's better than banking.
That'd be awesome. It would be awesome, by the way, if you can get it.
Oh yeah,
I don't know how radio works in England. But have you told them that you do shows in the U and the States?
Not mentioned it. Yeah, I've not really spoken to them about it. It's just a course for now, so we'll see how it goes.
So you have another? You're going to take college classes for it?
Yeah,
it's a way to do it. That's how I did it. You got to go to college for it. You got to learn
one day a week. One day a week. I don't want to get exhausted. The rest of the week, I'll stay in bed. But I can use the studio at any time. It's like a music college as well, so I'm going to use the studio for myself anyway. So,
well, the key is, you know, I don't need to tell you this. You know, the key with broadcasting is you just got to do it.
Yeah,
you have to do it. When you don't do it for a long time, you start to lose practice.
Yep. Now, I have gone out of practice.
I do 2 shows a day, every day, 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think I'm good at it. And obviously, I've either fooled some people or either I am good at it or I fooled some people.
Or everyone's drunk like Al.
Or, yeah, people are drunk and they don't know the difference.
They don't even know who you are, right?
That could be it.
Could be.
But all I know is that I think you get good at it when you do it a lot. You know?
Yep. Definitely.
So that's the key. The key is doing a lot.
More practice, right? I need to practice, so we should practice.
I know. I have to return some phone calls. I got a phone call yesterday from Hillbilly Joe's wife.
Oh, good God.
That's who called me.
How did they call you? They've never got no money. So.
I don't know why she called me.
Joe's got AIDS, right?
So hold on. No, he doesn't have AIDS. Oh. I mean, unless he has, like, people assisting him. I don't know. Let me try to call this. That could be interesting.
Interesting, like being sick.
All right. Now to figure out...
how to ring him.
How to do
it. There's a button somewhere.
Okay, so I did this. Now, what do I... I put the number in. Now I know there's something I have to do in order to make it work. I don't know. It has been a long time. It has been a long time since we've done this, right?
Yes, we're a bit rusty.
Let's see.
What we need now is some kind of, like, music that keeps us going.
These are the background. All right, let's see.
Like elevator music.
We'll see if we can get hold of... It is Hillbilly Joe's wife. She called me yesterday.
I'd like to get hold of Joe.
She left a message and told me to call her back.
Why not?
So we'll see if she answers. I don't know if she'll...
Hello?
Miss Kitty!
Yes?
It is Ray Lytle calling you.
Oh, hey, Ray. How are you?
How are you?
I'm all right. I'm living.
Say hello to Gully. He's with me as well.
Hello.
Hi, Gully.
How are you?
Can I point out that she went from being very excited to speaking to me, and then I said, Gully's here as well. And did you hear the level of excitement drop to almost contempt?
Yeah, thanks for that.
What's wrong? You don't want to talk to Gully?
I'm a nice guy.
You sounded depressed that he was on the phone. Oh, Gully.
No, I didn't. No, I wasn't depressed because he was on the phone.
So you called me and you asked me to call you back. And I'm recording Chubby Ray live, so I just want to let you know if it's anything super personal. Not to say that, but I wanted to call you back and at least check in and say hey to you and Joe and see what I could do to help you. So go right ahead. I thought you might want to plug something, but go right ahead.
Well, actually, what we wanted to talk to you about was needing to be off air.
Oh, it was
not
an,
on
oh,
air.
It was an off air. See, I thought you guys were calling to plug something because I know you do your wrestling shows.
Well, I mean, I can plug our wrestling show that's coming up, but I do need to speak with you on a personal level off air.
Well, then we can do both. We will do both. Let's do plug the thing now, and then I can call you later on my other line, and you can give me whatever personal stuff you guys are going to tell me.
Hang on a minute. I want to know what it is. What is it?
What, the personal stuff?
Yeah.
Well,
just give
personal.
Me a clue. No, well, you just give me a clue, and I'll guess.
It's
go on.
It's personal. Why would they? What do you mean? Why? It's obviously they don't want to talk about it to you.
Yeah, but talk
no,
about Denver
no,
in the car.
No, stuff is aside from anything else.
Yeah, Gully. Obviously, it's not anything bad, is it?
Hmm.
No. It's nothing bad. It's just something that we don't want to discuss on air.
Oh, okay.
Does Joe have a sexually transmitted disease?
So why would Joe have a sexually transmitted
disease? Gully, shut up.
Does Joe have one?
No.
No, of course not. What is he saying? Is that Joe in the background? Oh, boy.
Has he gone senile?
Yeah, what is he? Who is he talking to?
Would you say anything? What, you want me to mention that one now? Okay. One of the things that we wanted to ask, the other
yes.
we'll ask off air, but one of the things that we wanted to ask is if your band is still together. Is she pickle?
You know what? I currently know. Currently, I'm not playing.
Okay.
I probably won't even start. I really focused on I'm gonna start doing Chubby Ray Live and Breaking Curfew and the Morning Disasters coming back. By the way, I don't know if anybody knows this. I'll talk about that another time. But the Morning Disaster podcast is going to be starting soon, and so I've got a lot of internet broadcasting. I'm doing that instead of the band right now. So yeah,
the band
will be back at some point, but I just don't know when.
Plus, it's crap playing gigs in the cold.
Yeah, and it's hard. You know, I'm so fat. I really am. I'm so fat and so old. It just hurts, you know. My body can't take it anymore, so I'll probably do something in the summer. But no, I'm not playing. So I'm sorry if that's what... If it
no,
was a band
okay,
thing, I'm very sorry.
We were going to inquire about something, but it's fine.
I'm sorry. I would love to play a gig for you guys, but I just... Like I said, I haven't played in forever, and I, you know...
So is... Back to the other personal note, is Joe going to jail?
Obviously, no, Joe isn't going to jail. Why would you think Joe's going to jail? He's not going to jail, is he?
No.
Okay, good. He's not in trouble for anything, is he?
He's never got arrested. So he didn't get arrested for looking at children in the park?
Of course not. He doesn't do that.
Okay.
Don't you have something better to do?
Yeah, how are you feeling, Kitty? Are you on a personal? How are you feeling? Good?
Not too bad. Yeah. Some days I'm all right. I go day by day.
Do you guys still, you still have Renegade Wrestling, right? Isn't that the name of the wrestling company?
Wow.
Yes, we do.
All right, how's it going? When's the next show?
It's going pretty good. The next show is going to be March 22nd.
All right. Where's that?
And it's going to be at the American Legion, 100 Scroggin Avenue, Mount Pulaski.
How is that venue? Is that a good venue?
Actually, it is a real good venue.
Good.
And the people there to work with are really nice.
Well, that's good.
Is Joe an active wrestler?
Joe, is Joe back to wrestling, or is he? Or is his leg still screwed up?
Oh, is he back to wrestling?
Yeah.
Well,
let's just put it this way. This is the last year I'm back.
Let's put it this way. This is the last year he'll be back in the ring.
Can we talk to him? That way you don't have to end up like an operator and then go between. Let's talk. We'll talk to him.
I don't know if he'll get on the phone, though, or... Oh, okay, I guess he'll get on.
Of course he will. Okay, he's our friend. Why wouldn't he?
He misses us. He misses me, especially,
because we've been in the process of getting stuff together. We have a meeting.
Were you having sex? Is that what it was? We interrupted some type of private conversation?
Actually, no. And stuff. I have a Girl Scout troop.
And stuff.
Oh, you have a Girl Scout troop.
I have a Girl Scout troop, and... actually getting ready for our meeting tonight. We just got done. They were out and about selling Girl Scout cookies today.
Oh, you have Girl Scout cookies.
We got a meeting tonight.
That's probably why they were calling me, Gully. They're trying to get me to buy. They know I'm fat. They're trying to get me to buy Girl Scout cookies.
That's definitely.
We were trying to come in to buy Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, I know. Ray's a fat person. I know. So he'll eat them.
Yeah, they'll eat the cookies.
Yeah, I know a fat person. Ray'll eat the hell out of them.
They don't do them here, though. I've seen them. They look so good as well. I wish they took them here.
How many has Joe eaten?
Actually, he ain't eaten none yet.
No wonder he can't wrestle.
And they're not in our hands anyhow. They're in our girls' hands.
Oh, okay. Good. That's probably a good idea.
Yeah, because...
You know, Joe could get drunk and go on a bender. Next thing you know, you're all out of Thin Mints.
Wow.
He'll have the dark chocolate shits for a week.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, let us talk. Let's talk to Joe. I have to talk to Joe forever, if you may. Okay, if, hold on. If I may, thank you.
Hold on, just a second. Hold on. All right, Ray.
We have not spoken to Joe in so long. I miss Joe.
Yeah, like a hole in the head.
I do. I miss him.
Well, Gully, I wouldn't be talking because I sure in the hell miss you, you big bald headed geek. How you doing? How you doing, Mr. Lytle?
I am good, Joe. How are you?
I am doing absolutely excellent, to be honest with you. Ain't felt no better.
So have you healed from your wrestling injury?
What was the injury?
He hurt his leg, remember? He like wasted his leg.
Wow.
And then he went back and he tried again, and then he hurt it like his back. What'd you hurt, Joe?
It was my biscuit.
Your biscuits.
I call it. I don't know what that's. Somewhere up underneath the kneecap. Now my kneecap moves side to side.
Oh, your meniscus. Yeah.
Yeah, that thing.
Not your biscuits. So are you feeling better?
I'm feeling a lot better. Oh yeah, I've cut down on drinking, cut down on smoking.
I find that
a little bit.
I find that very hard to believe.
Well,
so it's just one case of beer a night then.
That's it. But I have, and
let me ask you something. You're always on Facebook flirting with girls.
No, never flirting with girls.
Who are you flirting with?
Men?
Never flirt with nobody. I don't post nothing on Facebook.
Yeah, but I've seen you post on Facebook where you say things like, I'm thinking about somebody. I'm thinking dirty thoughts about somebody. What is that about?
Nah, you'd be reading it all wrong, Ray. When I post stuff every 2 to 3 months, it's I post it about one person and one person only.
Who's that?
And that's my old lady.
Oh, so you're talking about your wife?
Exactly.
I didn't know what was going on. If you were in some open marriage or I don't know.
Stopped.
I mean, we are, but you know, it's not. I talk about her. You know, 90% of my time anymore is between wrestling, Girl Scouts. And my family.
Wrestling?
Maybe not in that sport, but.
Girl Scouts. So you guys have given up swinging?
To an extent, yeah.
Well, good for you. Congratulations. You're like in a normal marriage now.
Wow. I'm surprised.
Right? Yeah.
That's what you want to call normal. I hate to see you abnormal.
Wait a minute. What's going on? You're still not letting guys bang your wife, are you?
Well, no, we haven't done that for a long time.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, for example, I consider myself in a normal marriage. I don't let other men bang my wife. That's something that I don't allow. And that's something that she doesn't try to have happen. See, I thought when you were having other guys bang your wife, I thought that was abnormal. See? So
that's
now
not abnormal. I really don't see how that's abnormal. You know what I mean? It brings your love.
Well, it is.
It's afterwards. You know? It's like glue. You're taking glue, and you put it up against glue that you make with flour. What's going to be thick?
Okay,
I don't
okay,
know. I don't know. You're talking about glue. I have no idea.
No. Well, to use your analogy, I wouldn't want another man's glue in my woman. And to be honest, it's a bit wrong.
I wouldn't want another man's flour in my glue.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay. There again, you know, you're not seeing the concept of what I just said.
I don't get what you're saying. No.
No, I don't think anyone does.
You're trying to. You're saying that your lifestyle of having other men, of you watching your wife with other men, was normal. And I said, I'm not saying it's wrong, but what I'm saying is it's certainly not normal.
I'll put it this way. That kind of lifestyle is not for everybody.
All right, I'll agree with that. Yeah, there you go. That's a nice way to put it. But
I've seen a lot of friends of ours that split up because of the lifestyle and got divorced.
But you were not, it actually turned you on to watch your wife with other men.
It used to.
But it doesn't anymore? Do you just change?
We can't get it up.
Do you miss it, though?
There's a lot of stuff that has changed with me that nobody wants to believe, but, you know, I actually thought about it and figured I don't have to prove nothing to nobody as long as we're happy. We're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
That's all.
Gully, I don't know if you noticed, but he doesn't seem as angry as he used to be. You seem very calm,
yeah, Joe. Chilled out. You've chilled out a lot. So you finally come out the closet.
Yeah, I really did, Goli, you know. And to be honest with you, Goli, I sat down and I thought a lot about you, man. You seem like a real young kid. You know, you get on these shows, you do your deals, you entertain people. But, you know, honestly, I really think there's a lot of mental problems with you is why you go and you try to bully other people. Make you look good.
Who is he?
No.
How is Gully bullying somebody?
I haven't bullied anyone.
You see, Gully doesn't bully anyone.
No.
Well, you know, Ray, if you look up the bullying deals, the versions of it, there's more than just going up to somebody, pushing them, stealing their money, and everything.
How is Gully bullying you?
A gully bully?
You know what? People's tried to bully me and they never can. Oh, they're not as smart as I am. So I'm not saying he's bullying me. I'm just giving it a prime example. He's a very bright young kid. Don't get me wrong.
I want to know these. I want to know who these people are that are not as smart as you.
Yeah, and I'm not a kid. I'm 37 this year, Joe.
He's very old. Yeah, he is old for a kid.
Yeah.
You know, he's still a young kid. You know what I mean?
Well, compared to you, you're in your 40s. You know.
Yeah, you're not far behind me.
Yeah. He's actually ahead of you.
He is mentally done.
Right. You're a grandfather, Joe.
Yep.
You're ancient.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's when he became a grandfather. It chilled him out.
Yeah, it could be.
He got,
We're
all getting older, buddy.
You know, thank you. You just said it.
We're all getting older. But let me ask you, so you guys are just having normal sex now then, right?
When we have time.
Wow, so you don't miss, like, sometimes you're not laying in bed a little horned up and you go, God, you know, I sure wish there was a guy here that could plow my old lady. You don't ever think anything like that?
Nope.
So at some point it just goes away?
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, Ray, you know, we've got the wrestling, we've got the Girl Scouts, we've got our own family lines here at the house. Oh, there's really not... Only 24 hours in a day.
Yeah, but listen. I mean, I'm busy too. I've got 2 radio shows. I'm doing this thing. I coach. I coach a softball team. I'm a father. I got all these things. But still, there's times when I go to when I'm in bed at night or taking a shower. I'm thinking, okay, I would like to have sex, and I still have sex. So I'm saying that I don't think that you might not have as much time to do stuff every day. But I don't think the desire to do things goes away, right?
No, I mean, I'm not. No, there ain't no desire to sit there, you know, and go boink my old lady, you know, at least once a day or once a week.
Joe, let me take this other call. Someone's calling in. We'll add them to the phone call. Go ahead. You're on Chubby Ray Live. Hello.
Hey, This is Al.
Oh, hey, Al. Joe is on with us. He's explaining.
Hey, Joe.
He's explaining how you get older and you don't have the desire to do things anymore. And Joe's saying that he no longer has the desire to have other guys bang his wife. And I'm
an intelligent bully.
And he said that Gully is a bully. So just to bring up speed. All right, go ahead, Joe. So explain the rest to me, because I don't understand, because I don't think – is your testosterone low? Is your – are you just not as sexual anymore?
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. When she said, let's go boink, you know, I'm already naked, hard, and ready for her to get on top. You know, but, you know, I mean, honestly, there's more in life than having sex, you know. And I have to bring it back to the girl scouts, you know. We're working with them, you know, almost 24/7 and everything. We just got back home today from a cookie booth.
Wow.
And so we did majorly great on that today.
That's awesome.
And meeting tonight with the Girl Scouts, and then it's right back with wrestling. You know, I mean, once we get this phone call this week, we're booked just about every single week from starting May 1st all the way up until October.
So it seems to me that you have reprioritized your life, and swinging, which used to be, you've got to admit, there was one point, I'm not saying you were addicted, but at one point in your life, watching guys bang your wife was like your favorite thing in the world to do.
It was at one of the top of the list, right. I'll put it that way.
It seems to me that as you've gotten older and you've gotten more, well-rounded as a person, you have found other things to replace it. For example, it sounds like your wrestling and your Girl Scouts and your other activities that you're involved in have taken precedent over the swinging.
It is. You know, like with the state of Illinois State, when you rent a place, they do not have to give you air conditioner. It's not a necessary thing. Well, like in life.
Right.
Necessary thing to do every day or every weekend. So, cut it out.
You seem like a credit to society, Joe.
Yeah,
well done.
I think he might be emasculated hanging around with all these Girl Scouts, too, but still, it sounds, I mean, I hate to say it, but it sounds like he grew up.
Well done, Joe. How long did it take you?
Well, you know, I've always had the head on my shoulders and always wanted to, but, you know, just like what you do, Mr. Gully, is I go and I love entertaining people, but there's a time and a place to where you pretty much got to put your foot down and say, you know, yes, it's enjoyable to entertain people, but you have a life to lead.
Are you still wrestling, or are you just playing like the Vince McMahon role?
Well, I am the owner of the company,
so you.
But I say go.
But I mean, are you on the? Do you go out with the microphone and do you play that role during the wrestling shows?
I have.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm just wondering if you're still active, and are you a heel owner or are you a good owner?
No, I'm a face.
You're a face. Okay. Well, good. Well, I'll have to check it out.
But what can you say?
I'm going to get Al, me and Al, we're going to go to one of those wrestling shows.
Put some videos on Facebook.
Al might be drunk, but...
Nope, that's one thing I don't do. I don't allow people to drink in my shows for staff-wise.
Yeah.
That includes myself. If they do, they're not allowed to be in my ring.
Well, look at you. You haven't lost your temper during this call?
He's very... So very well.
You've been very... who knows? Maybe you've changed. Maybe you have changed.
People really need to sit there and look to see who I am as a human being instead of my radio character.
Well, you don't have to tell me that. I know who you are as a human being.
No, I'm talking about after that, too, Ray. I mean, I've changed so much, you would think I got God in my system.
But do you have God in your system, or?
Is God inside you?
Have you let Jesus in you?
I'll just put it this way. I know right from wrong, and I know when to say stuff and when not to say stuff.
Has Jesus entered you?
That's all I'm going to say.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mama, front door.
Good for you. I'm proud of you, Joe. It's good.
God for you.
Well, listen, I'm glad to catch up with you. Tell Kitty, she says she wants to talk to me about another thing, so tell Kitty I will call her tomorrow or Monday or something, and she can discuss on my other line.
I've added you on Facebook, Joe. You should add me back.
Yeah, you guys, you and Gully can be friends again on Facebook.
I'm actually normal, but you don't know me other than this.
It's on my Facebook. I don't delete nobody at all.
Well, I'm no longer there.
Joe is very, you seem very happy in a good place, Joe.
Well done, Joe.
We're proud of you. You didn't get angry, you didn't cuss out anybody. No. Very proud of you.
Get you at.
All right, well, listen, we'll talk to you again soon, though.
All right, buddy.
All right, Joe.
Talk to you later. All you guys be great. Keep listening to the Ray Lytle Show with Gully. And God bless you all. Love you, guys.
March 25th, Renegade Wrestling in Palm Pulaski. Thank you, Joe. There you go.
Hey, that ain't that far from me. I can meet you in Mount Pulaski.
See, that's what I mean. We should go. Now, let me ask you. Do either of you believe that anything has changed with him?
He wasn't making sense at times, yeah, I'll be honest.
You know damn well. He's still drinking.
Yeah.
You know... found God.
I don't know.
Do you think do you really think he found God?
Dude, I haven't been drinking the way I was.
The only Jesus in him is the gardener from next door. Mr.
Jesus.
Mr. Joe, do you want me to get inside you again? Mr. Joe, this time I give you a reach around because I feel bad.
He wasn't drinking today. That's what I think. Just for today only.
I mean, I hope he is. I'm praying that he's fine, but... Mr. Joe, it's me, Jesus. Are you going to pay me to drop my pants and put my ding-a-ling in you again? Mr. Joe? Mr. Joe?
No, he says he found Jesus, and really you're making...
No,
Gardner joke.
Yeah, but that's just how it goes, isn't it?
I'm simply saying that I'm not sure. I hope that he's legit, but we have been fooled by Joe before.
Yeah, it could be nice.
Listen, I got fingers crossed. I'm hoping that Joe has actually changed and he's, you know, he's converted.
Yeah, he's no longer gay.
What he says, you know, when we say, do you have Jesus in you? And he goes, all I'll say is, you know, I forgot what he said, but it was...
He's going to thump Bibles when you meet him next year.
I don't think he's a Bible thumper. Let's just give it a little time before we start jumping to... I've always loved Joe. I think Joe is very, not only entertaining, but I think inside he's a very caring person. Joe's one of those guys, and I honestly feel this... Not 24 hours a day, but there are times in the day where he literally would take a bullet for me or somebody that he cares about. You know, I'm not saying all the time, but, you know, even at his worst, he's always been a guy that you know, like, he would have your back in time of a crisis.
I'm not sure where he got the bully thing from.
I don't know, because I've never...
That seems to be big in America at the moment,
I've never known
him
to be a bully. I don't know.
Not really, no.
It is huge in America right now. Everybody's bullied.
Yeah.
Oh, don't get Al started. Why do you get Al started with this?
Sorry.
Nobody has picked on more in America than the poor conservatives, Gully.
Those
poor conservatives. There's so many people out to get them. The government, the media. Oh, God. Everybody's out to get the business owners.
No.
Oil companies. Everybody's out to get them. Poor people.
Wrong.
Oh.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Maybe they have to have Jesus in them.
Hello, Mr. Al. You want me to stop by after I'm done with Joe?
You know, I tried that going to church thing a couple months ago.
I know that didn't take.
No, well, I'm going to tell you why. It was Veterans Day. It was a Sunday before Veterans Day. It was because Veterans Day came on a Monday this year.
Right.
And they sit there, they brought all these veterans, but within 45 minutes of me being there, that offering plate went by me five times, and this dude got up here, and just, that's all they talked about was the money they needed for the church. And I'm like, man, it's Veterans Day, man. Why don't you have these guys, like, tell a story or something? There was some World War II vets, Korean War vets, and it was like, it was a young kid up there, and I was just like, man, I got up and left.
So you couldn't buy into it?
No, man. It was, hey, we need money for this, and we need money for that. And it's like, you know, I gave a couple of dollars. I wasn't a member of the church, and they kept saying that. Well, to become a member, you got to, you know, if you put in this much money, I'm like, really? I got to buy my way into your church?
Well, you know, maybe that's just not the church for you, right? I mean, I know there are churches out there where they don't beg for money all the time.
Oh, that one was horrible.
Well, I'm sorry.
Horrible.
Sorry, you just sound like a really bad experience.
When I went to school, they used to pass the little basket round because they'd make you go to church with the school I was at. And I'd just come up with a trick. I'd have my keys in my pocket. I'd put my hand over it and just rattle my keys and then pass it on. Jesus isn't getting money from me. Sorry.
Well, I know this comes as a shock, but I'm not a big churchgoer, so I don't...
I can imagine.
I don't know what they're doing these days, but they're very nice people. They're very nice people.
Yeah, look at Joe. Mm.
Well, listen, maybe it is the church that, who knows?
Help me, Jeepus.
Maybe it was the church that changed him.
I reckon he's on Prozac.
Hello, this is Jesus. It's because I gave it to him so good.
Either that or he's on Prozac or something like that, you know.
He can't live without it. He needed a little Jesus in him.
Now, how come when I do that imitation like that in a Mexican restaurant, they get pissed off at me?
Hello, sir. This is Jesus. You want the chimichanga? You want the taquero?
I take steak and shrimp, but he does.
You want the taquero? Enchilada, senor. This is Jesus. You want the Coke or the Diet Coke?
Oh, that was, so, by the way, Coke is another, that's another group that was picking on the poor conservatives. Oh, golly. The Coca-Cola company was bullying these conservatives.
Oh, no.
Oh, they had someone sing America the Beautiful in Spanish. It was terrible.
I am not. I don't know why you keep saying, I don't care about the conservatives.
Oh,
I think you're both on the same team.
Why
I
are
think
you?
Republican.
Who said
Democrat?
I was talking about you? You're talking about bullying. I said, no one in this country is more bullied than the conservatives.
Because you always call me a conservative.
Why are you so sensitive, thinking I'm talking about you? Oh, my God. What were we arguing about on Facebook the other day?
Global warming.
Oh, my God. Good old Al. He refuses to acknowledge that global warming exists.
I'm not saying that, but there's a lot of scientists that are.
No, there's not. There's not.
Do say that.
Al, this is where you're wrong. No. Almost 100% of scientists say it exists. The difference comes from, or where the difference comes in, is 5% of scientists say it's not man-made. That's the difference. Everyone says it exists.
Well, yeah.
Everyone.
And it does. It's climate change. I mean, it's always changed from the beginning of time.
Yeah, but specifically climate change due to global warming. The Arctic region of this world is hotter than it's ever been. It's caused the jet stream to lower, and things that they predicted in the 70s are coming true. So this is just, that's the evidence that they use that's for scientists that have been studying this for over 50 years. That's the evidence that they use that say, yes, it has changed. It's 100% warmed. There's no doubting that. Now, here's where it comes in. Some people, there are 5%, less than 5% of scientists that say it isn't man-made. Everybody else says it is. There's the difference.
Well, I'll give you an example. I think it does exist. Like we can't be making any excuses up to say it isn't because it's just ridiculous. But the rain that we've had in this country since January has been the most rain since records began.
Yeah, and meanwhile, we've got nothing in California, which is one of our most populated states here in the United States. We've got zero rain.
Well, that's because they're all liberal over there, and God's punishing them.
God's sake. Just stop it. Stop it.
Mr. Al, I want to go pee-pee in California to help them out. This is Jesus.
No, but, you know, it is, it's horrible. Southern California, I guess they have rain in Northern California. But Southern California continues to get zero rain. They're in horrible drought conditions.
Wow. But they want to move to them.
Here's the thing, and here's what I got into a fight with Al about. He's so adamant saying that we don't have to do shit.
No.
And that's, I just think that's the wrong attitude. And I used Pascal's Wager. Gully, are you familiar with Pascal's Wager?
Mm-hmm.
On why people should be, if you're religious or agnostic, why atheist seems like the worst thing you could be. Nah, I want to try to, here's what it is. It basically says that if heaven exists, okay, and it's philosophy, mm-hmm. but if heaven exists, wouldn't you want to go there? Right? You'd want to go there.
Yeah.
So if all it takes is to get into heaven is simply acknowledging that there might be a God, why wouldn't somebody just acknowledge that there might be a God? It's the wager you make, and the reason that it's a safe wager is because if there isn't a God, what's going to happen? There's nothing. There's no different, you know. You can't lose. This is not the Kobayashi Maru like Star Trek. There's no way to lose with Pascal's Wager. You simply acknowledge, yeah, there could be a God, and you get into heaven.
It's not beyond the realms of possibility.
Exactly. It's not beyond the realms of... Is it highly unlikely? I'm sure that some people believe it's very unlikely. But still, to be agnostic is to say, it might be, it could happen. So you acknowledge it and you get in. And if you don't, well, then the same thing that you figure is going to happen anyway will happen. That's the wager. Yep. So how come the people who most strongly believe in God are the ones who most strongly believe that global warming is not 100% man-made? So right now, if we actually started giving a shit and doing something to lower CO2 emissions in this world, What's the best outcome? The best outcome is we can save mankind. The worst outcome is what? What we think could happen anyway. So why wouldn't you at least err on the side of what the majority of people smarter than you, the majority of the experts say is happening? Why not take their word for it and do something? No, instead
it's a consensus.
It's a majority, Al. It is a majority, a 95% majority of people who are way more intelligent than us, using data that they've collected for over 50 years.
I don't know. I just got a pretty good deal on the Tony Stewart.
I would say. I would say all you really need to do is look at the weather. Over the past couple of years, as an example, I've never known weather to be as strange as it's been over the past 2 years.
Well, it's really strange.
It's been mild winter.
This
rainy.
Is what it is. Is it going to kill us in the next 50 years? No. But 200 years, within 200 years, living conditions for mankind can be so rough that billions of people could die. So why not lift a finger to do something? To do something. And listen, here's the most important part. And this is what I don't understand, the people who are so pro-big business. Think of what it will be worth to that one company who creates it. Think of what it's going to be worth for them to actually come up with something that doesn't use fossil fuels and still provides power. Oh my God, it'll be riches that we've never known before. So why wouldn't people encourage someone to start creating these new types of things, and forcing people like Exxon to use their money to start creating new ways to create power. If forcing them to do it requires regulating their existing business model a little more, why not do it?
I think the next thing, when they learn how to properly harvest it and use it safely, is hydrogen. It's the most abundant thing we've got in the world today is hydrogen.
Yes.
If we can use it properly, that's where we'll be.
I'm going to tell you something. I had this conversation last night, and I know this isn't usually Chubby Ray material, but here's what I think we should do. You know, we keep trying to get this solar power. And listen, mm-hmm. solar. You want to know what the problem is with solar power? The fucking clouds.
And it's 90% of it is wasted.
And here's
it's hard to store that energy.
Yes, you can't store
it from solar.
Okay, here's the other thing that gets in the way. Or here's the other thing, wind power. It's not always windy, and you can't store it.
Nope.
Okay, what is the one thing in this earth that constantly produces power, regardless of sun, regardless of wind, regardless of cold, regardless of anything? What is the one thing that constantly provides power?
Energy. A bean burrito and goalie's ass.
Hello, this is Jesus.
That's going nowhere near
Where
my
do you
ass.
Want me to put the burrito?
What's the one thing that constantly moves? Think about it. What constantly moves?
The earth.
Well, yeah, the earth and the oceans. Mm. Why do the oceans constantly move?
The gravitational pull of the moon.
Ah, so why doesn't somebody use the gravitational pull of the moon in order to turn turbines to create power? That's where we need to be thinking. Why does the gravitational pull of the moon move the waves the way it does? Why don't we try to find a way to use that type of always happening movement?
The way it moves the ocean is because of its mass. We'd have to build turbines as big as an ocean to get them to spin use the gravitational power.
But what we have to do – well, maybe it's not turbines, but maybe we have to come up with something. But why not? Why not come up with something big enough to where it – think about something that big, what it could power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what could it actually power? And if our biggest governments in the world – work together to come up with something like that, imagine what we could do. Imagine, I mean, look at China. Have you ever seen China, the smog?
Yeah.
Like in Beijing in the morning, they can't even see the sky.
Do you know what they've come up with for that, though, or what they want to do? They want to get giant suction machines to suck all the fumes from the cars and the factories out of the lower atmosphere. I think that's such a cool idea.
Yeah, but then where are they going to put it? And then
tops of buildings.
Yeah, where are they going to put the, you know, all the smog? God knows where they'll put it. Probably aim it towards us. But you know, we can't. But here's the difference. You know, China. You know, China's leaders, what their backgrounds are. Do you know what the guys who are the heads of government of China, what they are? One of them is like a nuclear physicist.
Mm-hmm.
Another guy's a physicist.
Mm-hmm.
They're really well educated. They're scientists. Do you want to know what the president of the United States is? A constitutional lawyer.
Ugh.
What is the prime minister of England?
An idiot.
Chicago agitator.
A barrister. You know what I mean? Think about it. You know, you've got the world leaders for us are people that, face it, they're freaking lawyers. They're attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
The people who are leading China, these guys are scientists. So,
but sadly our type of politics.
In fact, look at the percentage of people that, and then look at the percentage of people in the United States Congress and in Parliament. Look at how many of them are lawyers.
Do you know why that is?
Look at the Chinese government, and you'll realize that a lot of their leaders are really smart people.
The thing is, though, that our politics in the US and the UK focuses more on the open debates and the slanging matches
it,
that
and
goes
they,
on.
You do. It has to do with debate and law, but
exactly.
But let's face it, the way you think as a lawyer, I mean, you know, as a criminal defense attorney by nature, has to give everyone the benefit of the doubt. The guys who represented OJ had to believe he didn't do it, regardless of the evidence. A lawyer's job is always, regardless of evidence, to stand your ground with your client. So if you're a congressman in the United States, essentially, isn't your client whatever ideology your political party has? So you stand with that regardless of evidence. Scientists look at evidence, and that's the fact. Oh, that's evidence? Yep. Sorry, it's empirical. There's no way around it. That's what we have to do. The United States doesn't have that. We will stick with our client. Even though there's a fucking video of our client hacking somebody to death, we'll still defend him. And try to convince everybody around us that he is innocent, even though you saw a video of him committing the crime.
It's not black and white over there or over here. It's like several shades of gray. You'll never get a good answer.
And meanwhile, over there, where you have scientists running the place, they say, no, the evidence says this, so sorry, we got to fix it.
Yeah.
That's how scientists think. The difference between a scientist and a lawyer in the way they think is pretty drastic. So when you look at the free countries who are run by attorneys, you have to realize their mind works differently than some of these so-called communist countries where their leaders happen to be really, really bright people who are not attorneys. And, you know, their leaders have to make decisions based on evidence. Our leaders have to make decisions based on trying to frame the law or reframe the law. But anyway, that's enough of that. It's too serious for the show. But that's there you go. But that's just – I just wanted to bring that up because it made sense for what we were talking about. Bottom line is Al is a climate denier.
Yeah.
I am.
He's a global warming denier, and he's so caught up in his dislike for Al Gore. Who doesn't dislike Al Gore?
Well, everyone hates him.
You know what? There's one thing that you forgot to say, and I agreed with everything you just said about how our government's riddled with lawyers and everything like that. But also, the big oil companies. They have went and purchased a lot of these patents on these batteries that could be running cars and everything else.
Yes, and so one of the things they're talking about, the guys who talk about climate change and what we can do, one of the things they talk about is regulating the oil companies.
I think they should.
To the point of forcing them to start finding renewable energies. In fact, the regulations that have been put in place, and these are regulations under guys like Bush and Clinton, we're actually moving them towards trying to create some renewable energy. The corporatist we have as president now, and I like, don't get me wrong, I like him, but everybody keeps saying he's an imperialist liberal. Oh my God, he's a corporatist. Some of the advantages he's given to big business are astounding, including Exxon. Everybody who says he's this big environmental president who won't let them drill is full of shit. Yep. He's allowed them to drill more than any president before him.
GE isn't paying. I mean, there's a lot of corporations that have gotten awesome tax breaks. So
look at the banks. Look at the banks. So it pisses me off. These conservatives get so caught up in some kind of imaginary arguments and this belief that that he's so crazy liberal that blah, 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 that they're not seeing what's really going on.
It's a sleight of hand trick. Fox does it with the environmental, and MSNBC does it with the racism. And, I mean, they just got everybody looking all over, and they're doing what they want.
I don't believe there's some big weird conspiracy thing going on.
I
don't believe in that.
I do.
Well, that's for you to believe it. I don't believe it. I just believe that their way to fix things is by they're under the false belief that by giving breaks to people with money that they're somehow going to let the goodwill trickle down and that will somehow fix things. And it's not. It's not. The only way to fix a shattered economy, and history shows this over and over again, is eventually you have to find a way to get money in the hands of average people. And unfortunately for the super wealthy, it usually goes right from their hands out. It goes out of their hands into the hands of the poor people. And people could call that transference of wealth or whatever, and I'm fine with it. But if you have, and I'm fine with it because if you have billions and billions of dollars, guess what? You can afford to lose a few hundred million. Nobody will really miss it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they've done. That's what they've done to fix it every single time. And this time we can't, because whenever they start bringing it up, the conservatives who are so bullied are they're so butthurt that they can't do anything. But anyway, enough about that. So Al, okay. Talk to me. A couple things with you.
Yep.
Are you getting laid?
Yes.
All right. And who are you getting laid from?
My wife.
So you're back with your wife?
Yes.
This makes me happy. When did you get back together?
November.
And is it going good?
Yes.
Or are we going to try to go for breakup number what, 4?
No.
So this time you're past whatever you had going on?
Yes.
And it was you who had the problems?
A lot of them.
All right. But you're back now.
So you're back to B&L.
Are you?
Yeah. Am I what?
Are you in an open marriage or are you back to like a normal marriage?
No. It's pretty fucking awesome.
It's you, it's her, you're in love,
yep.
And you're happy.
Yes.
That makes me happy. Gully, does that make you happy?
This is just such a happy episode.
Yeah, it is. It's been months. So we're getting caught up with everybody.
And everyone's so happy.
Listen,
this is good.
The next episode, we'll just be crapping all over everybody.
Yeah, we'll just be miserable again.
Let's face it. That's what we do.
We can make up for it.
That's what we do. good. So you're back to normal.
Yes.
You seem happy.
I am. I'm kind of at a happy place in my life. I have a few beers every now and then, but
you need to stay off Facebook when you get on that beer. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I haven't been drinking. That's why I've been on Facebook so much.
I think you miss doing. We need to do this show more often.
Yes,
because that way Al can get it out of his system.
It's good to vent.
He needs to get it out.
I don't have an outlet right now, so Facebook's my outlet. Somebody told me to start a Twitter page.
Listen, you should start a Twitter page. It's fun. Now that I've got the new studio working again, we will start doing this show more often.
Yes, we should.
If you guys are down with that.
Oh,
well, I
yeah.
need to practice. I'm going to do this for reals.
Yeah, did you hear Gully is actually going to school to become a radio broadcaster in England?
Nice. You know, way to jump into a dying media there, Gully.
Well, actually, England, they're doing some things different there in England.
Yeah, I know. And terrestrial radio is actually starting to make a little bit of a comeback.
Well, it is here. I mean, you know, because I think that at least the company I'm working for now, you know, terrestrial radio has figured out that you've got to start thinking of yourself as a content provider.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And once you start doing that, then you can, you know, really make some headway. But, you know, I want to be a content provider too, and I've got the content, so that's why, Disaster Radio is coming back, and Ray Lytle's Morning Disaster is coming back, and Chubby Ray is going to continue, and that's why I'm making it a plan to put out. Here's my goal. I want to put out new episodes of something on a daily basis.
Wow.
To where every day somebody will get new content of at least an hour of content a day. There will be, you know, and I'll have a best of shows from old morning disaster days. Like actual, for example, tomorrow is February 23rd, right?
Mm-hmm.
So on tomorrow, you might hear like a February 23rd from 1998 episode of the Morning Disaster, chopped down.
Sounds good.
All right.
Yeah, you see, and then Monday you might get a new episode of the Morning Disaster with me and Michelle and Bodine and Marvin and Sean or something. It'll be like an episode, but it'll be taking place right now, current. And then Tuesday might be a new episode of Chubby Ray. And then Wednesday might be a Morning Disaster episode from March 1st of whatever. And then Thursday might be a Breaking Curfew episode. Or Friday might be, we need to
bring that back in fashion.
Yeah.
So that was a good show.
That's what I'm talking about. So every single day, this is my goal. Every day, I want to have new content. And I want people to download an app, put it on their smartphone, and you'll have it every single day updated.
Yeah,
or, of course, you can standard PC if you want to do it that way and put it on your iPod. But that is my goal.
There's so many mediums now. It's YouTube, SoundCloud. Right. You've got Facebook. You've got Twitter. You just put it everywhere and see what happens.
But in
it's
order,
like throwing shit at a wall.
In order to get it, though, you're going to have to subscribe. And we're going to give – there'll be so many free, but when the free ones run out, I want to charge. I don't want to charge a lot. The plan is not to charge a lot, but at least charge enough to cover the cost. You know, I know I'm not going to make money at this, but I want to at least cover the cost, and that way I know, you know, who's part of the club. Like, who actually gives a shit enough to, you know, who actually cares enough to listen and subscribe. So that's the plan. I don't know if it's going to work, but I'm telling you, that's the plan I have. So for those of you sat through this whole segment, or this whole show today, there you go. There's the plan for Disaster Radio that I have now.
I think some of the best stuff was that in the 90s, the Morning Disaster stuff. Oh, man.
I've been dubbing that. That's the stuff I've been dubbing.
It's been... You know, I got suspended for 3 days because of you, dude.
What happened?
I worked for a huge corn processing plant.
Yeah.
I won't say the name. It starts with, their initials are ADM. I worked at the rail car facility. Well, when they put these new cranes up, it interfered, and we couldn't get QLZ in anymore. Well, we had rigged up a thing. Well, the supervisor came and ripped it all down. And he said, nope, that ain't happening, and I don't want to hear that stuff. And he always played country music. So everybody left, and me and my buddy Chris Morthland, we stayed, and we climbed up on top, and we actually welded.
Oh, my God.
An antenna. Well, somebody had saw us and narked on us, so we got back to work the next day and turned on QLZ, you know, listening to the Morning Disaster, and we got called in, and we both got suspended for destruction of corporation property.
Ooh. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Wow. So in a way,
I think I was maybe.
In a way, I helped you get suspended.
Yeah, yeah, so I got to actually listen to the rest of the week. I got to listen to the whole show because we'd hurry up and try to get, you know, at the time I was putting the linings inside the rail cars. So I'd actually climb down inside them rail cars and paint the inside of them. Well, we'd sit there when you guys would, your top of the hour breaks are always a little longer than,
right, yeah,
you know. So we'd almost get everything ready and then jump in there, hurry up, and two of us, me and Chris, man, we had that shit down where by the time we were coming up, you guys were just getting back.
That's awesome. See, that's great. I love that story. I would love to see. What I'd like to do is take a story like that with you talking about it and then play like, a disaster show. Like every single day have somebody else tell a story about it. Like somebody who subscribes, they tell a story about it. We hear their story and then it goes into an episode. So this is it's the kind of stuff I really want to do. So
this show is like feel good factor 10 today, isn't
it? Well, good, but that's what we needed. We needed a feel good show.
Yeah.
We need a show where we're not shitting on everybody.
I'm a bit rusty. Right?
But then I'll also have, there's some shows that I listen to that I really like. There are, shows that I have heard from guys who I think are really talented. And then I want to have them be part of it too. So that's my goal. My goal is every single day, new content. And you're a subscriber and you get it. So who knows? Who knows? It might fall apart tomorrow, but that's my goal. Anyway, so
at least you tried.
And you know what? This show, I don't know if people are going to like this show or not. I actually had a lot of fun recording today's show. I hope that people like it. But if you don't, please remember, we have not done a show for months. This is the first time we got a chance to do one in a while.
Yeah, so if you don't like it, it's tough shit, really.
And some people, and I think people are going to be happy that Joe didn't lose his shit. He actually,
very pleasant.
I know. I'm really happy for him. He sounds like he's in a good place.
I would like to request 15 seconds real quick to mention one thing.
Go right ahead.
The great number 14, Tony Stewart, returns tomorrow racing at the Daytona 500.
Will you be watching the Daytona 500?
Yeah, dude. I'm doing ribs, wings. Probably what you did for Super Bowl.
Listen, Daytona 500 is Redneck Super Bowl. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Daytona 500 is Redneck Super Bowl. The Academy Awards is Gay Super Bowl. People know the MTV or the BET Awards is Gangsta Super Bowl. I mean, everybody knows these things. Got it all down.
Right on. So go smoke.
I don't think he's going to win, but yay. Good for you.
Don't say that, right?
Well, fingers are crossed for you, Al.
Okay.
Who looked good in the time trials, by the way, for Daytona?
I don't know, because they didn't qualify like that. They did the – well, I didn't watch the qualifying. I ain't going to lie. I pretty much just watched the race. I don't watch all that other bullshit. I got things to do.
Well, absolutely. I mean, what do they expect of you? All right. Well, it's usually Jimmy Johnson seems to be the guy that,
Oh, he took a hard hit in the wall during the dual 150s.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, Daytona's weird, man, how they qualify. They actually do 250-mile races to determine the field, and it's a mess.
Well, at least they're back, and that's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Of course, God knows if people listen to this.
Rednecks won't be shooting at stop signs and shit on Sundays. They will be watching races.
Obama can have a day off of people coming up with conspiracy theories on Facebook. All right, well, listen, thank you, Al.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Ray.
Gully, as always, my friend, thank you.
Thank you, Ray.
That wraps up this edition of Chubby Ray, and trust me, we'll try to have more. often, more frequent episodes of Chubby Ray as well. That's Chubby Ray Show. Thanks for listening.
Chubby Ray Live.
Oh, I can't take it. I think I might have to smoke something or drink something. My nerves are just...
The R-Rated Podcast.
That's it for the Chubby Ray Show. Thank you to Gully. Thank you to Al. Thank you to Hillbilly Joe and Miss Kitty, Hillbilly Joe's wife. Back again next week in another edition of Chubby Ray Show. Tell your friends, chubbyray.com.